Hi there, listener. Before we dive in, I want you to know that this podcast is AI generated. It's crafted from the topics and principles shared in the Bye Bye Panic Anxiety Recovery Program. And while AI helps bring this content to life, the recovery tools and insights remain rooted in the principles that have helped so many people overcome their symptoms for good. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, you. If you've been feeling like your brain is stuck in slow motion, or maybe there's just this kind of persistent cloudiness making it hard to think straight, you're probably dealing with brain fog. And if that brain fog is showing up right alongside, you know, feelings of anxiety, then we're diving into exactly what you need today.
That's right. We understand that many of you listening are navigating that often really unsettling experience of anxiety. And it's actually very common for brain fog to sort of tag along.
Yeah.
It can be really, really frustrating when your thoughts just don't feel sharp and clear like they used to.
Totally. So in this deep dive, we're going to look closely at how anxiety and brain fog are connected. We've been exploring some really helpful insights from Sean Kassam, who have his own story of overcoming anxiety and now helps others through his YouTube channel.
Right.
He's got a lot of experience with what you might be going through.
Yeah. And our goal here is really to make sense of this confusing experience.
Yeah.
We want to help you understand why brain fog can happen when you're feeling anxious. And maybe more importantly, offer some clarity and, you know, hope that you can find your way back to feeling mentally clear.
Okay, let's unpack this idea of brain fog. It's more than just being a little tired, isn't it? Sean talks about how it can actually be quite scary. You know, anxiety can make you feel really on edge and sort of hyper aware of everything. So brain fog, where things feel slow and fuzzy, that can be a big and unsettling shift.
It really can. And what's interesting to consider is that contrast, right? With anxiety, your senses can be really dialed up. You're hypervigilant.
Yeah.
But then brain fog brings this sense of mental sluggishness. Your thoughts just don't seem to flow as easily. And that feeling of being like quick-witted can just disappear.
And the things Sean describes really resonate. Like those moments of short-term memory loss, you're talking to someone and maybe a minute later you can't quite recall what they just said, or that difficulty with clear thinking where it feels like you're trying to push through mental molasses, you know?
Yeah, or like even simple everyday problems can suddenly feel really hard to solve.
Exactly.
And these symptoms, they can definitely cause more worry when you're already dealing with anxious what-if thoughts.
Right.
Not being able to think clearly can make those fears even bigger.
Yeah.
It's understandable to start wondering if there might be, I don't know, more serious physical or neurological issue at play.
And that brings us to a really important point that Sean makes. What causes brain fog can be a bit complex. Well, anxiety can certainly play a big role. It's important to realize that brain fog can also be a sign of, well, other things happening in your body.
That's a crucial distinction. Conditions like menopause, celiac disease, even certain autoimmune diseases can also have brain fog as a symptom. This is why Sean really emphasizes talking to a doctor to, you know, rule out any underlying physical causes first. That can bring a lot of peace of mind right away, actually.
Exactly. Getting those health-related questions answered is so important. Now, when you're talking about brain fog linked specifically to anxiety, Sean points out that it doesn't usually, like, come on, suddenly, like a rush of panic might.
Right.
It tends to build up more gradually over time.
Yeah, that slow development is a key difference from, like, immediate anxiety symptoms. Brain fog often develops as a result of just ongoing anxious thinking. You can almost think of it as your mind getting worn out. It's been constantly working hard, worrying, and trying to figure things out.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like when you've been studying really hard for a test, afterwards you just feel completely mentally exhausted, right? Sean uses a similar idea, explaining that someone with anxiety is often constantly thinking, trying to solve this internal feeling like around the clock.
Yeah, this constant mental effort is really at the heart of it. Just like any part of your body that's used too much, your brain can get fatigued. This ongoing overthinking can actually lead to changes in how your brain works, you know, in the moment.
But here's where it gets really interesting. Sean explains that when you're in this state of like constant worry, your brain can start to shift its priorities. There tends to be less activity in the prefrontal cortex, and that's the part of your brain that helps with logical thinking and making clear decisions.
Right. And at the same time, there's often more activity in the limbic system, which is heavily involved in your body's fight or flight response. So your brain's energy is being directed towards managing perceived threats rather than towards clear, rational thought It's like it's stuck in survival mode.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now?
Well, Sean really emphasizes that the most helpful way to clear that brain fog that comes with anxiety is to actually deal with the anxiety itself.
Yes.
You can't just try to get rid of the fogginess if the underlying anxiety is still, you know, driving it.
That's such an important point. The brain fog is often a result of the anxiety. By focusing on the root cause of the anxiety, you're allowing your mind to rest and recover.
Mm. Mental clarity will gradually return, just like the brain fog developed over time. It's a journey, you know, not a quick fix.
And Sean brings up a really insightful idea.
Mm.
What feels like brain fog might actually be more about having trouble focusing.
Mm. Explain that.
Well, think about it. If your attention is constantly being pulled inward towards those anxious feelings and what's happening in your body, it's going to be much harder to pay attention to what's going on around you.
Okay, yeah. Your mental energy is being taken up by monitoring your internal state. So when you try to remember something external, it can feel like a memory problem.
Right.
But often it's because your focus wasn't fully on that thing in the first place.
He gives this great example about driving. You know, when you've driven somewhere you go all the time, maybe your commute.
Yeah.
And then you realize you don't really remember the drive itself because your mind was busy thinking about other things.
Oh, totally. Happens all the time.
Driving has become automatic, right? So your full attention wasn't engaged. It's kind of similar with everyday tasks when anxiety has your focus elsewhere.
That's a really good analogy.
Mm-hmm.
So the key message here is to really focus on addressing the anxiety, not just chasing the symptom of brain fog.
Yes.
True relief and lasting mental clarity will come from dealing with what's causing the anxiety in the first place.
Absolutely. And Sean, you know, having gone through this himself, really highlights how important it is to focus on getting better from anxiety in the long run, rather than just looking for quick ways to make the brain fog go away right now. It's about reaching that feeling of real freedom from anxiety, as he describes it.
Taking that long-term view is so important. Recovery isn't always like a straight line, is it? There will be good days and tougher days. Being patient with yourself and just sticking with it are key.
Definitely. Now, if you're thinking, okay, this makes sense, but like, what's a good place to start in dealing with my anxiety? Sean actually mentions a resource in his videos. He talks about his private Facebook group.
Ah, okay. And what's interesting about this group, from what he says, is its specific focus. It's apparently for people who are really committed to overcoming anxiety, panic attacks, and related issues like brain fog.
Right.
The goal seems to be creating a supportive space for people who are actively working on their recovery.
Yeah, he mentions that he shares content in that group that you won't find anywhere else. It sounds like a dedicated community for learning more deeply and connecting with others who understand what you're going through.
It's also worth noting, he emphasizes answering the entry questions for the group thoughtfully, which suggests he wants to create a focused and helpful community where everyone is really serious about supporting each other's journey.
Yeah, makes sense. So the big takeaway here, the thing we really want you to remember, is that if you're dealing with that frustrating brain fog along with anxiety, the path to feeling clearer is through addressing that underlying anxiety.
Yes. Getting better takes time and effort. Be kind to yourself and remember that as you work on your anxiety, that mental fog will gradually lift. There is real hope for you to feel sharp and clear again.
We really hope this deep dive has given you some helpful understanding and maybe a bit of renewed hope. It can feel so isolating when you're going through these things, but please know that you're not alone.
Definitely not.
And understanding what's happening is a really important first step towards feeling better.
Absolutely. And this journey of overcoming anxiety and finding mental clarity, it often goes better with some guidance and support. Think about exploring resources like the Facebook group Sean mentions or, you know, any other way you feel could help you.
Yeah.
Taking that next step towards addressing your anxiety can make a real difference.
Ultimately, that complete freedom from anxiety and all its symptoms, including brain fog, it is absolutely possible. Keep that in mind as you continue on your path.